Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support. You can't copy the murder
and cover. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, joining us here for just a few minutes to talk about the suspension of a parental consent law in Illinois, Bill Beckman. He's executive director of Illinois Right to Life. Bill, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd. I'm happy to be with you.
Our time is pretty short. I'm reading the headline, Abortion Law Back in Limbo in Illinois. What does that mean?
Well, okay, first off, I need to make sure you understand that it's actually only a notice law, not consent, unfortunately. But parental notice in Illinois has been suspended in limbo since 1995 when it was originally passed. And we thought yesterday we had a law in force for 6 hours. And after that, it's back in limbo again.
So what's next for this law? Will Illinoisans see parental notice?
Well, I still think we have to be pretty confident that we will. Basically, the ACLU, representing the Hope Clinic in Granite City, came to a judge in Cook County, Judge Daniel Riley, basically claiming that the right to privacy in the Illinois Constitution requires that even young women, girls, who want an abortion should be able to do so without any intervention on the part of their parents, or even notifying their parents. Now, that is a pretty outlandish claim. Unfortunately, the judge said it was worthy of the merit of at least looking at it. He immediately put a temporary restraining order on enforcing the law. The next hearing is on November 19th. Most likely, it's going to drag on at least for a couple of months at the soonest before we reach a point where some kind of a ruling would be made, and hopefully at that point it'll be a sound ruling. Otherwise, we're going to be going to further levels of court hearings and ultimately get back to the Illinois Supreme Court, and hopefully the Illinois Supreme Court would get it right.
Well, then with only about 30 seconds, this is a modest proposal. What would the law ask that parents be able to do?
That they would at least have 48 hours notice from the abortionist before the abortion can be committed on their child.
Bill Beckman is executive director of Illinois Right to Life. Bill, thank you very much for keeping us up to date.
You're very welcome, Todd.
Folks, you'll find a link to Illinois Right to Life at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click on demand. You'll find that link to Illinois Right to Life.